Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Standard Glass Lining Tech Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priya C. Patel from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Muskan. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Q1 FY26 earnings call of Standard Glass Lining Technology Limited. We have on the call Mr. Nageswara Rao Kandala, Managing Director, Mr. Ramakrishna Kandala, Executive Director, and Mr. Pathy, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Hima Priya, Company Secretary. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I will now request Mr. Nageswara Rao, sir, to take us through the financial and business updates, subsequent to which we will open the floor for question and answer. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Priya C. A warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders joining us today on the Q1 FY26 earnings call of our company. It is always a pleasure to engage with you and share our business progress. I'm happy to report that we have started FY26 with a strong quarter, both financially and strategically. Let me begin off briefly highlighting our Q1 performance. Our total income was 178 crores, showing 23.6% year-on-year growth. Our EBITDA rose by 31.9% year-on-year to 35 crores, with a margin of 19.5%. As a result, our profit after tax came in at 21 crores, up 37.6 crores year-on-year, with a tax margin of 11.9%. These results reflect our execution, strength, operational efficiency, and strategic focus. Strategic updates: heat exchangers are a major step forward. One of the most exciting developments this quarter is the domestic launch of our Shell-and-Tube heat exchangers. These innovative products meet the growing demand for corrosion resistance, particle-free safety, and compliance in the pharmaceutical and specialty chemical sectors. We have received strong initial orders from our key clients, which validates our positioning as a provider of engineered solutions, not just equipment. We are now investing further in these product lines, expanding manufacturing capacity, improving design and technology, educating customers about these products. We are confident that this business line will become a key growth engine for our company. Expanding Southeast Asia reach through Biocon partnership. Another important milestone was our agreement with Biocon Solutions Pte. Singapore. Biocon is our exclusive agent for markets such as Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore. Together, we are already seeing early traction and inquiries from this region. This partnership strengthens our global presence and supports our strategy of geographic diversification and export-led growth. USA subsidiary strategic support to IPP. As a part of our international expansion, we have incorporated Standard Engineering Inc., a wholly-owned subsidiary in South Carolina, USA. This subsidiary has a clear purpose that is to support IPP. As you know, IPP is our exclusive dealer for USA and Europe. IPP is a highly respected industrial equipment dealer with 168,000 client base in the world, with deep customer relationships across key global markets. By having a local Standard Glass entity in the USA, we can support IPP with technical and engineering resources, ensure faster deliveries, respond better to customer requirements, strengthen after-sales service. This is a strategic move to increase our brand presence and build long-term trust in the global markets. Looking ahead, India's CDMO and specialty chemical sectors are growing at a rapid pace, and the global market is increasingly turning into Indian companies for quality, compliance, and scalability. Standard Glass is well-positioned to capture these opportunities with engineering excellence, customer-first thinking, global ambition, and end-to-end solution. In summary, Q1 FY 2023 has been a quarter of high-quality growth, strategic progress, and strong execution. We will continue to expand high-margin product lines, grow our international footprint, create sustainable value for all stakeholders. Thank you once again for your continued confidence and support. Now, I would like to invite our CFO to walk you through the detailed financial performance. Thank you all. Please, Anil, please continue.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to take you through the financial highlights of our company for the quarter ended 30th June 2025. The total income for Q1 stood at 178 crore, marking a 23.6% year-on-year growth, driven by strong execution and rising export volumes. EBITDA reached 35 crore, showing 31.9% year-on-year growth, with margin improvement to 19.5% due to favorable product mix and increased export contribution. Profit before tax rose to 28 crore, representing 39.6% year-on-year growth. Profit after tax was 21 crore, reflecting 37.6% year-on-year growth. Balance sheet strength. Cash and cash equivalents stand at 209 crore, providing a significant financial flexibility. Working capital debt remained well managed at 173 days, reflecting our disciplined control on receivables and inventory. Our focus on engineered products, high-margin segments, and global exports continues to support both top-line growth and bottom-line efficiency. We remain committed to financial discipline, strategic capital allocation, and sustainable value creation for our stakeholders. Thank you. With this, now I would request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir.
Hi.
Am I audible? Yes. I just wanted to understand on the export side, sir. We currently, in this quarter, we recorded around 4% on the export side in the total revenue. I just wanted to understand how much this 4% contributes to our EBITDA margin.
25%, I think. Exactly, we don't have that calculated, but 25%.
Okay. And what is our over the year, what is our expectation that we will be maintaining our export on the higher side? What numbers that we can see?
I think we're expecting 12%-15%.
12%-15%.
12%-15%.
And the EBITDA margin of 25%, 20%-25%, can I assume?
And the export, we are not dealing with separate export versus total company we told earlier.
Got it. Got it. Thanks, sir. That's one question.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Shah from Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Hi, sir.
And thanks for the opportunity. So I had one question regarding, so we have done a couple of acquisitions in the past. Now, I just wanted to understand, what synergies we have driven from these and any other, M&A or acquisitions that are there in the pipeline for this financial year?
Hey, we are right now, present, we don't have any plans, but if the right opportunity comes, we are definitely we will consider and we will proceed. But earlier, whatever we acquired, that companies like CPK and Standard Flora, now we are pushing our culture and quality, and that both subsidiaries now started increasing sales growth. So any further future opportunity come, definitely we will consider that.
Okay. Next thing was on the sir, when we are providing the services for the corporates. So out of that, how much would be turnkey or high margin versus standard product services that would be offering? Any application that you can offer?
EBITDA level all are same, sir.
Okay. EBITDA level, whether it is a small service or a large service contract, everything will be the same, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And one more thing, sir, on the segment side, I just wanted to check one thing. The PTFE line equipment, the EBITDA margins are around about 8.5%. Obviously, last quarter was also 8.6%, but then the last three quarters, it was about 20-odd%. So any reason why it has come down and whether we should consider this as the standard margin for this segment?
Mixing of the products. Mixing of the customer mixing products.
Okay. That is the main reason?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, any plans for us to expand our product portfolio into PTFE lined categories where the market growth is there, high alloy segment?
All product lines we are expanding because of now we are expanding, we are mechanizing facilities, same facilities we are going to, existing facilities we are going to do new CapEx with automation manufacturing. So all product lines capacities we are going to increase.
Okay. And lastly, sir, regarding the new facility which is coming up, you had mentioned that you also like to start serving the oil and gas and petrochemical division. So how is the progress of that facility, and are we seeing any interest from any of the customers of that segment?
No, sir. But the facility is going to now just we got permission and the government cleared everything. So just
okay.
We are going to build it. It will take another 15 to 18 months of facility completion. After that
okay.
Facility completion, we will get into that area.
Okay, sir. Great, sir. If there are any further questions, I'll come back in the queue. Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Krishna Yoga, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah. So, congrats for the good numbers. So, for the little clarification for the previous participant question, so you maintained 12% of revenue mix you're going to expect from the international market, right, for this year?
Yes.
So, sir, 3 years down the line, what kind of revenue mix you're going to see from domestic and international?
Yeah, well, over a period of time, next 10 years down the line, our objective is to maintain 40% from exports and 60% from domestic.
Okay, 40% from export and domestic 60%. Okay. So, sir, how do you see right now in this year the order inflow from the international market?
Our inflow is very good this year, and we are targeting this year. See our results and our growth is showing our performance. 3 years back, our export is zero. This year,
This year, we are going to reach the 13 to 15% export. We are planning to expand our export coming 5-6 years at least to 30-40%, 30%, 40%. And our product acceptance is day by day increasing, adding international clients. Many clients coming and seeing our facilities and they are very impressive. So future is very bright. Once the export is increased, again our profitability is going to increase.
So, sir, to the same point, actually, you mentioned that 4% of revenue mix was there in the Q1 from the exports. So, if you compare with the last year June quarter, since we're adding 4% extra from export market, still EBITDA margins are still same. So, how do you see the overall for the FY26? What is the EBITDA margin you're going to expect?
FY26?
We will continue to maintain the same EBITDA margin and we'll put our honest and best efforts to continue the same EBITDA margins in the future as well.
Okay, that is what it, sir. Because we in this quarter we already having 4% of exports, right? But if you see EBITDA margin, there is not much improvement if you compare with the last year June quarter. So in the June quarter there is a zero exports. But this year we have 4% exports. But if you see EBITDA margin, both are same.
No, even in June quarter also there is exports.
Export is there.
Last year there was exports, right? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Got it, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Saurabh Sarogi from NCML. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. And it's actually Surbhi Sarogi. So my question is, in your earlier calls, you had guided for 20 to 25% of revenue growth. So are we still maintaining that guidance? And if yes, then what will be the driver for that growth?
Yes. We are exploring to 20-25% growth on the... Already we reached the same this quarter and coming years also we are going to maintain the same growth.
Okay, and sir, if you can explain the drivers behind this growth.
Sorry?
What will be the drivers for this 25% revenue growth?
All parts. Export and all parts for clients.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Purvi from Invert Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for this opportunity. So, sir, my first question is this 123 basis points expansion in EBITDA margin. Was seen majorly by which of the triggers, like by better pricing, cost optimizations, or only by export?
All, sir, all aspects. We are focusing on the manufacturing cost decreasing, and we are increasing export, and increasing price, product price, and all aspects to this results.
Okay, and by the end of the year, how much do you want to take this export?
That is, we are trying to export total top line, maybe 13 to 15% export.
Okay, and do you feel any tariff pressure will affect this export?
It's not going to much affect, sir. We analyzed compared to our cost. That is, I think we are going to face 18 to 20% impact. This is, but still we are cheaper compared to US manufacturing cost.
Okay, so you don't think any margin pressure would come?
But we are discussing with our distributor IPP. They are not raising any questions till date, but we'll see. But I am confident this is not going to impact anything.
Okay. And sir, what is the CAPEX plan over next, say, 2-3 years? And could you give a split of how much has already been deployed and in what areas for capacity expansion, automation?
Existing facilities, we are coming one year, 1.5 year, we are going to invest another 40 to 50 crores on the automation and robots, welding and everything. And a new greenfield project we started already. This is progressing, started progressing, but that we are going to invest another 150 to 180 crores. That is complete higher end fabrication, heavy engineering purpose we are building that facility. Almost 7 lakh square feet, and we are going to, that is 100 mm fabrication thickness, and another 110 ton crane capacity we are creating that facility.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. I will join that meeting.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand what is our current capacity utilization, and with our new facility coming in, what will be post that with current numbers, what will be our utilization?
Currently, we are using glass lining 50% and our metal divisions also almost 60-70%. But the thing is, now we are going to add shell and tube heat exchanger facility. A new facility we are building, that is also, and existing facility we are modifying for shell and tube glass lining existing shell and tube glass lining facility. And also we are bringing automation, non-factoring, mechanization in the all equipment, fabrication, polishing, welding, everything. So capacity going to threefold. Whatever capacity present now, we are going to another 40-50 crores. Then happily we can increase threefold. It's existing facility with threefold manufacturing capacity.
So that means that can we assume that top line can be 2,000 crores? With the kind of capacities that we are coming up with?
Yes.
Okay. And so what about the new facility which is coming up, our new facility totally, including that facility and existing facility, what can be the total, at a peak utilizations, what can be the kind of revenues can be seen?
That facility we are expecting, whatever existing facility, all existing facilities equivalent to that new facility. So almost all double the revenue.
Okay. So almost all around 4,000 crores is something can be with new facility and the current existing facility, our top line can be there.
Yes, possibility. Yes.
Possibility. Got it. Thanks, sir. I'll get back in.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Abhijit K. from CCL Products India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening.
Hi.
See, I want to understand, I just heard Kaushik's question, so I wanted to clarify some clarification on that. You mentioned that the capacity utilization is 50-60%, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Glass lining facility 50-60% and metal divisions and PTFE lines and other divisions, others are, we are utilizing 65-70%. Yes, same facilities what we are doing. One more facility we are converting, earlier we are manufacturing glass lining reactors, that facility we are converting to shell and tube glass lining heat exchangers. And existing facilities we are going to totally adding robots, automatic polishing machines, automatic welding machines, many things. We are going to another 40-50 crores capex we are going to do that in the existing facilities. Based on that, this existing facilities we can produce threefold. We are increasing threefold manufacturing capacity. That is, I said, sir.
Okay. And is this shell and tube heat exchanger, is this the product that you had mentioned, which is solely, you are one of the few people in the world who has access to this technology?
That we are only one, sir. Japanese company have this innovation, shell and tube glass lining heat exchangers. And we launched this product in first quarter this year, three months back, but we got some 250 orders this year, and we installed one of the biggest clients in SRF, Dahej plant, and they are very happy, and repeat orders also we received, and the customer response is very high, and this is a complete solution for the corrosive area, shell and heat exchangers area. because of particularly pharma is facing graphite heat exchanger particle issues, color change issues. And many, some clients don't have entry also. Due to this product, we are getting entries. They don't have choice. They don't have alternative. We are approaching directly. They are requesting to supply. But at present, we don't have capacity to. But January, February onwards, we are going to produce 300 heat exchangers per month. That is going to key drive growth for our product lines.
For 2026?
26 January, February onwards.
Okay, so 300 heat exchangers.
Next 26, first quarter is full. We are going to full-fledged sales top line. This is going to touch this shell and tube heat exchangers.
Okay, great. And I wanted to understand, what is the export mix EBITDA margin, if you can share that?
Export is, you can 25% EBITDA is there.
Okay.
Slightly, compared to domestic, export margin is always better.
Okay. And one last question with regards to U.S. tariffs. I know you have signed a partnership with
IPP
company in the U.S. So, the situation at the moment, has your partner told you anything about this uncertainty? Because I think the tariff rates are changing drastically and there is no clarity on it. So, if you can give some light on that.
And at 25-30% up to, there is not going to impact, sir. Because we are still cheaper. They are, my distributor also selling our price versus their selling price almost double, sometimes three times also. But whatever existing orders are there, existing all existing orders, they are not discussing anything. And maybe future orders, maybe they will discuss. That is not going to impact that much. I am believing because of U.S. don't have equipment much manufacturers, but manufacturers are there. They have only limited capacity, but still they are selling compared to Indian price. They are pricing is threefold, fourfold.
Okay. And one last thing: are you guys going to disclose any order books or what is your order book? What is the position of the company existing? Is that something that the
order
company
book,
is
order book philosophy we are not doing, sir. Because we are completely almost all full.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swati from Zen Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, I wanted to know about this chemical specialty and fine chemical segment. I mean, if we compare year-on-year, this segment was relatively lower in terms of revenue share. So is it because the pharma got increased higher, or is there any issues that are happening in specialty and fine chem industry?
We said the pharma is, compared to chemical, pharma is increasing, the capital investment increasing. But recent last 2 months, we are receiving many agrochemicals and specialty chemicals inquiries and capex requirements. Big requirements. We received some orders also, good orders also, this last 1 month.
Okay. Sir, one more thing is, since there is a lot of CDMO companies are expected to do well, especially on the domestic front, is there any inquiries that you are seeing on that part, and how is that happening?
All top CDMO companies, almost 90% companies are working with Standard Glass.
Okay. So
always flow is there, madam. Whatever expansions, whatever projects they have, we are the preferable lender. Because of last 10 years, we made a very good relationship. And all CDMO, particularly whatever we have, I think 25 clients, very top clients are with us, CDMO clients. And almost 4-5 clients called me and discussed their capex plans and everything. And we are also increasing our product lines, capacities and everything.
Okay.
This is a CDMO. Always, you know, sometimes CapEx, sometimes existing capacity increasing, sometimes business agreements. All inquiries we are continuing, we are receiving, madam.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, evening, sir. A couple of questions. Firstly, the US investment that we are doing in Carolina, is there a CAPEX that we are doing for that facility or what is the plan there?
Well, initially, we are going to maintain the equipment stock and service only. We are not going to invest much amount on that.
Okay, but is there a plan in the longer term that you would want to invest or because of this tariff changes, do you think this plan will change over time?
Present, we don't have any plan to invest in South Carolina facility, but present, we started that subsidiary only stock point, schematic license issues, and stock point and service, provide to service and support to IPP sales. That is our main prime object.
Understand. Okay. And secondly, in the 4% export share that we have reported for this quarter, does that include any supply gone to IPP so far, or is it still the older exports which are still paying out?
Older exports.
So when will IPP supply start?
The second quarter is going to IPP export is there. Already we have planned.
Okay. Understand. And just lastly, you said that you have installed one shell and tube heat exchanger in Dahej for SRF.
This 170 we have order in hand, sir, right now. Some of heat exchangers we installed in the SRF, the Dahej facility. Within 2 weeks, we received second order also from the SRF.
Okay, and these were manufactured with where, sir? Because it is not done in India, then where was it manufactured?
It is actually to be manufactured in Japan. Complete imported.
Okay,
that's 100% imported in Japan. January onwards, okay. We are going to assembly in India.
So basically, this quarter, obviously, given that these were manufactured in Japan, the margin contribution would not have been very big. But once, let's say, the India manufacturing starts, what sort of margins do you expect on the shell and tube heat exchangers for yourself?
I'm expecting good margins. I'm also customer focused driven company. This we are going to reduce some heat exchanger prices also. Now today we are importing from Japan. Once we started assembly in India, the prices also we are going to reduce. But margins going to slightly increase once heat exchangers we adding into our product line. Our total margins going to increase. I'm expecting.
Sure. Okay. And just one clarification, what you said earlier in the call was that the heavy engineering play which you are trying to do for the oil and gas and other segments, that is still a year away at least, right?
It will take another year or 18 months time.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rupesh from Intersense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on fantastic set of numbers. I'm a little bit new to the company. So just before starting questions, I want clarification. ANFD filters and heat exchanger in our segmental revenue, which segment do we report them in? Do we report them in glass lined equipment or metal equipment?
Metal. Big. Compared to our glass lining, metal division is bigger.
No. So ANFD, sir. ANFD filter, UCHE filter and dryer, ANFD filter and dryer, that is reported into which segment?
Metal division.
Okay. And heat exchanger is also reported in metal division?
Both are there, no, sir. Shell and tube glass and heat exchangers recently we launched. But majority metal division also manufacturing is shell and tube heat exchangers, stainless steel and RCLI.
Okay. So it is reported in metal division. Okay, sir. So, my first question is, we have seen a significant increase in the glass line division, right? If I see Q1 of last year, it was 41 crore roughly, and now it is 67 crore. And so what is happening on the ground level? Do you see this kind of trend continuing? So pharma CDMO, you have already said that pharma CDMO is doing capex, but can you give some idea about how it will grow this year, how it will grow next year? So that is question number one.
Pharma, particularly pharma and CDMO business inquiries are increased in last 4 months. That's the reason this growth. And also this year, almost 90% of our order book is full. And coming year, we are expecting next 10 years, this growth is there. There is a possibility is there because of our product baskets, and we are providing end-to-end solutions to clients. Not only equipment sellers, independent equipment sellers. We are the complete solution provider, but to clients.
So this run rate for glass line equipment, can we expect to continue for next maybe 6 to 8 quarters?
Definitely, sir. Sir, glass lining is again business going to maybe increase in much more because of shell and tube glass lining heat exchanger. Every reactor is required 2 heat exchangers.
But heat exchanger, you said you report in metal division, right, sir? I am asking about glass line equipment.
Sir, please, I am clarifying. Please listen, sir. Shell and tube glass lining heat exchanger, we already started selling slowly. That is complete import and selling in Indian market. And January, next 26th January onwards, we are going to assembly in India. And that is the shell and tube glass lining heat exchanger coming to glass lining division. And shell and tube stainless steel and high alloy heat exchanger coming under metal division. Both we are manufacturing.
Okay. I see. It's clear now. So it's clear now. And okay. So you are saying this division, this run rate we can expect. Okay. So heat exchangers, my understanding is that there are already existing companies in India. I mean, the market leader, I think, has the product. Then there is another listed company which acquired another company, Kinam, that has a product. So what is different with this Japanese product, and how is it, you know, opening doors for us? I mean, what is the differentiating factor?
So please understand the technicality, sir. What I'm saying, Kinam, I was actually acquired Kinam. Kinam is manufacturing in metal shell and tube heat exchangers. India have almost 200 manufacturers for this, not only one company. We are also, our metal division also, producing shell and tube stainless steel heat exchangers and high alloy heat exchangers. That is our metal division. But coming to glass lining division, we are manufacturing shell and tube glass lining heat exchangers through AG Japan license. This part no one have in India, even the world also. We are going to pay, that's the reason we are going to pay royalty 4% domestic sales and 7% export sales. We are only one company. You please understand, differentiate. Whatever stainless steel heat exchangers are supplied, that means non-corrosive heat exchangers. Corrosive heat exchangers, shell and tube, glass lining heat exchangers are separate.
So glass line heat exchanger is the new product. Okay.
Sir, one more, please understand. Yes. One more important point. Glass lining, shell and tube heat exchangers. We are only one company in the manufacturing.
So even the market leader, GMM Pfaudler, also doesn't have this product in India. Is that a clear and correct understanding?
Market, I don't know, sir. Who is market leader? This area. I don't know. I'm sorry to say this.
In this, even GMM Pfaudler doesn't have glass line heat and shell exchanger. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes, correct.
Okay, sir. And then, sir, you are saying that even with the imports, currently you are just importing and selling in India, and still the margins are same as company level. But then once you start assembling in India, so I think what you said in the last call is the 80% manufacturing will still happen in Japan, but the assembling will happen in India. So when this happens in India, you are saying you will reduce the prices little bit, but still this division will have margins higher than company average. Is that a fair understanding?
That's correct. You are right. Like, once we launch this product full-fledged, per month, 300 heat exchanger, what philosophy we are going to manufacturing 300 heat exchangers? We are every month, we are present, we are manufacturing 150 reactors. 150 reactors, each reactor is required two heat exchangers. That's the reason we are going to manufacturing 300 heat exchangers. Once the heat exchangers launched full-fledged, our margins are going to increase. That is my stand. Still, I'm standing on that.
Okay. And sir, what is the, so this I understand the application area from what you are mentioning is into corrosive chemistry. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
So what is the market demand in India total in annual? What is the, what would be the annual demand of this glass line, the shell and heat, shell and tube heat exchanger in India?
Correct. Every year 2,000 crores demand. Every year. But existing lot of work, suppose, for suppose this is all huge figures was. Present to I'm expect our estimation is 1 lakh reactors in running. But almost all except 2% reactors, 98% reactors are having graphite heat exchangers. But the existing replacement market also huge. Already one of client recently indicated they want to 600 heat exchangers coming years. Because of first phase they are going to change clean room heat exchangers. Clean room they are getting particles and they are getting product color. Lot of issues are there. This is shell and tube glass line heat exchanger is going to complete solution for pharma particularly and chemical also, chemical area also. That's the reason this is going to very blockbuster product.
Okay. So even the
I'm sorry to interrupt,
the
sir. Hello. Yeah, I'm
Just a
sorry.
clarification. This is just a clarification of the existing question. I am not asking a new question. Can I
Okay.
please continue?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just to clarify, so there are 1 lakh reactors, only 2% have this glass line, the exchanger.
2% glass line we that have only high alloy heat exchangers. High alloy heat exchangers they are using, balance all graphite heat exchangers are using.
So what you are saying is essentially graphite heat exchangers now from industry point of view are obsolete and any upgradation will involve ordering of glass lined heat exchangers. Is that a fair statement to make?
Yes.
Okay. I have more questions, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you. Thank you for these answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Bhatia from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Yes. So I just wanted to understand on the part of, are we seeing any slowdown in the key customer segments, like in especially light of global macroeconomics, uncertainties out there? So are we seeing any slowdown?
But last 6 months, not expected this much growth, pharma clients, inquiries, and the last 2 months, too much increase in inquiry flow.
So, we
We are
aren't
not
seeing
expecting
any
anything.
according to you, right?
We are not expecting. CDMO is the main drive.
Right. Another thing is, I wanted to understand, I mean, I just need one more clarification on the thing that we said that there's a 2,000 crores of top line with an investment of 200 crores. Can you specify the timeline for the same?
Year on year, we can grow steady, we can 20-25% growth pass. But based on that, you can calculate.
All right. And also, just one more last question. Considering our international exposure is increasing, how are we managing our forex volatility? And, there's a cross-border sales that's happening, so how are we managing that?
For managing, can you elaborate your question?
There's a lot of forex volatility that we might be having since we have a cross-border sale. So do we have any plans to manage that?
Are you talking about the forex?
I mean, so we are having a lot of like cross border sales, right? Like
yes,
our
yes.
Exports are increasing.
Yes.
So there will be certain, you know, the forex volatility that's going to happen as well. So do you have any plans to manage that?
See, generally we also do the imports from US and other countries as well. Generally, automatically it will become the natural hedge. So, and we don't have any forex exposure as well.
Okay. Thank you for the answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meet Mehta from Pursuant Exponential. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. All my question has been answered. Just one thing, that the technology that you are saying you are getting from Japan, so what is the pricing differentiation from the traditional GM that is sold in India? And do you see your market share?
Your voice is not understanding, sir. Your voice is not audible,
sir.
Not
sir,
clear.
I just request you to use handsets, please.
Yeah, am I audible?
Your voice is not clear properly.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, one question that what is the pricing differentiation that you are importing from Japan's technology compared to the traditional GLE that is selling in the market?
Yeah, what is the elaborate was your question, not understandable. Graphite versus shell-and-tube glass exchange, the price? Always higher price. Always higher price.
Achha.
Graphite exchange.
Okay, and do you see any market share increase because of this?
Market share, just we started glass and shell-and-tube exchanger. This is going to a full-fledged impact next January onwards, and full-fledged maybe 26 first quarter onwards. Partially,
okay.
It will start.
Hello, Mr. Mehta.
Yes, understood. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhiji from PCL Product India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. I wanted some clarification with regards to the shell and tube heat exchanger. What can be the approximate price if you guys are producing it here in India, and if you are importing it? Will the product be cheaper? I mean, I know the manufacturing costs and et cetera should be cheaper, but tentatively when you sell the product, will that affect the turnover because you will be adjusting it as per the price?
No, we are selling now to monthly 2-3, sir. At that time, we are selling 300. So turnover, how it will affect? Nothing going to, it is going to increase.
No, no, the price. I'm saying the price of the shell and tube heat exchanger.
Sir, we are going to, once we assemble, start India, we are comfortable. That's the reason we are already announced to our clients also, we are going to decrease price. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Please.
Yes. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. The S2 Unit 5 was commissioned recently, which was supposed to integrate other facilities, which were earlier separate. What is the current capacity utilization, and by when do you plan on achieving full utilization?
This Unit 5... Facility we are utilizing now present 60%.
Okay, and by when do you plan on achieving full utilization?
This is we are focusing on that. We are adding automation in that area also.
Okay, and like have you purchased any robots like already for the same? Like have you
yes,
incurred
yes,
the
we are current. Currently, we have 7 and 7 total.
7 robots. And we added also some. Another coming 1 year, we are going to add 40-50 robots in this segments.
Okay, sir. And what is like the potential cost savings like because of this plant? Because you have integrated all the facilities.
No, potential is manufacturing cost we are going to save, and also thing is our consistency of quality and faster deliveries.
Okay, sir. So like this is going to help with the working capital days, like the requirement or something.
Working capital days coming. We are trying to bring down to 150 days. More than that, we can't because of we are doing many other areas also. End-to-end solution providing, faster deliveries, customizing equipment, and lot of things are there. Our power clients' nature is like that. We require 150 working capital days based on our business nature.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rupesh from Intersense Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. So I am referring to slide number 11 on your presentation. And in the segmental, I see that in the Q1 of FY26, the plant engineering and services is almost 25% of the revenue, which was 10-11% before. So my question is, are we executing? So this is to me, it looks like a little bit like EPC business, at least. So you can correct my understanding, or you can tell me what do you do in this segment, and are we executing some large order for some pharma client?
No, this is not. We are not in the EPC area. We are in the thermal engineering solution provider area.
So what do you do, sir? Can you give me some examples of what do you do in this segment?
This is what is the difference? EPC companies, you know, all source, they will source equipment and they will execute. Here is our equipment, we are manufacturing equipment. We are integrating our equipment to client place. That is our top key solution, end-to-end solution basis.
So you will take your equipment and you will do installation also and create a line. That is what you are doing,
yes,
in this segment.
Yes, create a line up to trials.
Okay. But we don't do this with third party equipment. This is done only with our equipment.
90% our equipment. Maybe some equipment we will.
Okay. And so this quarter, it seems like then we did installation for some large client, and that is why that revenue is 25%. Whenever there is an installation at client side, the revenue will be higher. That is the correct understanding?
Yes. Always is there, sir. Equipment, once the customer is purchasing equipment, that means they are going to install. They are going to not keep it in the yard. They are going to install equipment.
Okay.
We are offering our services are extending. We are offering that solution.
Okay. And then, sir, my last question is that one of the GLPs, semaglutide, so CDMO side you have talked about, but one of the GLP semaglutide is going generic. The patents will start expiring from January 26 in many markets. And over next 3-4 years, we will see large API capacities coming up in India for semaglutide, hopefully. So can you give some idea about, let's say a client is doing 500 crore capex, how much will be reactors, how much will be filters? If you can give some idea about that to understand the opportunity size from semaglutide generics.
Semaglutide already expanded. I know lot of clients are already expanded. They are ready to produce semaglutide, sir. Last 2 years, they are doing this capex, semaglutide capex.
So you are saying semaglutide capex is already done?
Yes.
But what is the opportunity, sir? One plant. I mean, let's say somebody some generic player says, I want to do 500 crore API for semaglutide, what is the opportunity in reactors, in filter? Is it 30 crore? Is it 100 crore? Is it 300 crore? What is the opportunity?
Sir, we are supermarket, sir. Everything is available. Today, Canada Glass is supermarket for pharma and chemical. If they want to, whatever they want, we are manufacturing, we are producing, including fermenters, everything.
Okay, okay. And the normal, sir, that ABC reactor you have listed, those are only used in peptide synthesis, or are there some microwave peptide synthesizers needed? I mean, do we have products that can be used in synthesizing GLP, or there are different products that clients need to import?
Sir, this is sir, too much technical questions I can't answer, sir. This is all my client's information, I can't disclose.
Okay, okay. Thank you for answering my question.
You are not asking my company information,
you are
asking my client's information, I can't
answer. Okay. But you do supply some product. I mean, you have products which can be used in these plants. At least that much you can confirm?
100%. We are end-to-end solution provider. We are the top company in India now today. That's the reason area supermarket, I said, sir, one single word.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering my questions. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vansh Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, just one small question. What would be your market share in glass lining equipment? Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir. Yes, sir. Over to you for the closing comments.
Thank you for all.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.